You love the Lord, say amen. 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 It's good to be here this morning. Good to see everybody that's come out of the house of the Lord. If you're visiting with us, we sure are glad to have you. And we thank you for picking Morning View Baptist Church to come and worship with us today. It's a beautiful day in the Lord. Amen. Let's just get in agreement and worship Him in spirit and in truth. That way we'll be able to leave. Say it's been good to be in God's house. You'll be glad you went to church. Amen. Thank God. If you ever went to a restaurant and you spend a lot of money and you leave and you're not satisfied. I wish we hadn't went there. Food wasn't no good. The service wasn't no good. And, it kind of gripes you really, don't it? But I don't want church to be that way. Amen. You came to Morning View, so I want you to get something and whatever you need. I hope you get that this morning. Amen. Thank God. Amen. But it is good to be here. Let's pray for those. Amen. Let's remember Denny Garrett's daughter. She's in the hospital in Atlanta, or in the hospital. But Cartersville. So I knew it was somewhere. So remember her in our prayers. Remember Sister Darlene's brother in our prayers. And others the Lord knows all about. We had so many requests as we come up through. Remember Alan and Carolyn's grandson that got hit yesterday. Remember him in our prayers. And others the Lord knows all about. I wonder if there's any just by the uplift of the hand. Say, preacher, we'd like to be remembered. Amen. God knows all about it. Amen. Something we can all participate in, that's the offering. Amen. Amen. So we want you to all stand. We want to all participate in it. That way you can be a part of it. Amen. Thank God for everybody that gives from the bottom of your heart. Amen. We're continuing on to do what we're doing, and so we need your support and everything. We appreciate it from the very bottom of our heart. Good to see Brother Jackie back this morning. We certainly missed him. Amen. Amen. You can clap for him. One by one going to clap. That's why I made everybody. Amen. It is good to be here this morning. Let's just go to the Lord in prayer. Amen. We'll ask His blessing upon the service. We'll ask my brother Ricky to lead us while we pray.
Bye. really great to be out here this morning.
Amen, brother.
You know,
God bless.
If you've never come up here and sat in this choir, you know, you need to try it sometime.
Amen.
The Spirit of the Lord is here, you know, and all around us. I love this song. Jackie mentioned it this morning, you know. Of course, he mentioned several other things I won't be talking about. Y'all pray for us. This merely says, did I meet you? I want you to listen to the words these girls sing. Jackie, they're still carrying me. Bless you all.
David sang the praises of the glory of Jehovah. Paul preached that all is lost, save knowing Christ. Little John said he is precious by leaning on his bosom for a moment.
Surgery, they had to do radiation on him. So I want
you to remember my Christine and her husband and children.
God bless.
While he's recovering through this, and remember the rest of my family. And I just want to say I love each and every one of you.
Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord.
Amen.
One more verse while our great musicians are coming down the last verse. When we know not one less day. you turn your Bibles to the book of Ephesians, chapter number 1, verse number 6, reading through verse number 14. We can leave already. Didn't the choir do a great job this morning? Everybody. Man, what a great job singing. Thank God. I love to see the choir packed out. Amen. We've got room for you. We'll set out chairs up here if we have to. Love to see it full. Amen. Ephesians chapter number 1, verse number 6, reading through verse number 14. Amen. I know it's a lot of scripture, but this is what the Lord's laid upon our heart. The Bible said in Ephesians chapter number 1, verse number 6, the Bible said, to the praise of the glory of His grace, amen, wherein He had made us accepted in the Beloved. Amen. Boy, don't that sound good? To be accepted by the Beloved. Look at verse number 7. He said, in whom we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sins. This all comes by the acquaintance of the Beloved. According to the riches of His grace. Verse number 8. He said, where He hath abounded toward us in all wisdom and prudence. And look at verse number 9. Having made known unto us the mystery of His will, according to His good pleasure, which He hath purposed in Himself. Verse number 10. That in the dispensation, the fullness of times, He might gather together in all, might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth in Him. What a glad reunion day. In whom also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestinated according to the purpose of Him who worketh all things after the counsel of His own will. Verse number 12. Now listen to these next three. He said that we should be to the praise of His glory, who first trusted in Christ. Verse number 13. He said, in whom you also trusted, that you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also after that you believed, that you were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. Amen. Which is the earnest of our inheritance until the redemption of, and I want you to listen to this right here. Let me read that verse again. He said, which is the earnest of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession unto the praise of His glory. You may be seated. Our Heavenly Father, just as humble as I know how today, God, I pray, Lord, how that You'll move Jeff out of the way for a little while and I'll be able to get over on the holy ground. Lord, I know, God, without You, I am nothing today. And, Lord, I pray, God, that You'll deliver the reading, Lord, of Your precious word. Lord, we ask all these things in Jesus' name. And we humbly pray, amen and amen. Listen, I want us to look at this week. I began to read. I listen and study and meditate on the word of the Lord. I listen and I had this scripture upon my heart. Amen. But if I wanted to preach today on this right here, and maybe on this right here, the purchased possession. Amen. And the purchased possession. Amen. Verse number 4. He says, I listen, neighbor, today. He has chosen us in Him. Amen. Verse number 6. He says we have been accepted in the Beloved. And verse number 7. He said in Him whom we have redemption. Amen. And neighbor, tonight through His blood, the forgiveness of sin. Thank God. And then we see in verse number 10. He talks about gathering Listen, all together in one place. Amen. I'm looking forward to that day, ain't you? Listen, they sing that song. There'll be a glad reunion day. Yes, sir. Listen, neighbor, today. Listen, then we see. Listen, neighbor, number 11. The Bible said for an inheritance. Listen, that he'll give in order to receive an inheritance. You got to be a part of the family. Neighbor, there's no way out of it. Listen, if something happened to Queen Elizabeth today, listen, the only way I get my hands in it, I'd have to be part of the family. Neighbor today, but I'm glad there's a spiritual inheritance. Amen. Neighbor, abide for you and I, for the children and the family, neighbor of God. Then we get down to verse number 13, and look at verse number 14. He said, we are the purchased possession. Amen. Ain't you glad of that? We are the purchased possession of God. Listen, when you purchase something today, you acquire it by paying for it. Neighbor, if I went down to buy low this morning and I bought a sheet of plywood, that plywood, it belongs to Brother Johnny and the workers of Bilo's. But once I paid $1.22 for that sheet of plywood, amen. Can I get it for that? Listen, that then becomes mine. Amen. Listen, I have purchased that. Listen, and that's what the scripture is talking about and bragging about. It's saying today we are a prize, a purchase of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Listen, I was studying this verse this week, and I believe it was Brother Johnny sent me this scripture. Amen. And I texted him back. I said, you wouldn't believe it if I told you what I was preaching on Sunday morning. Neighbor, ain't you glad God works like that? But I'm glad the Bible said we're a prized possession. We're purchased. Listen, neighbor, today. Listen, and I'm glad of that. We acquire it by paying the possession. Listen, and once you it's in your possession, it becomes yours. Amen. Ain't you glad today? I'm not of my own. I'm not of the world, but I'm a child of a king. Listen, I'm glad today he bought me and paid for me. A neighbor at Calvary, we are a purchased possession of the Lord Jesus Christ. Gabe, you and I, that we can have life and have victory and have hope and have joy and have happiness today. A prize, a purchased possession. He said here in verse number 13 and 14, and he was bringing it all down all the way through verse number 6, and he was speaking to them here, and he said, we've been redeemed. We've been bought. We've been paid for. In other words, today he's talking about we've been purchased. We are not of our own anymore. Listen, three things that we want to look at today. Neighbor, on this subject right here, the purchased possession. Listen, number one today, he paid the price. Amen. Amen. He paid the price. Listen, amen. He acquired a sinner like me. Amen. It deserved to die and go to hell. As dark and as black as my sins were, neighbor, amen, if I'd have been on a, if I'd have been standing on a stage up here this morning, and I had to say the King of Kings walked through them doors, and he had to pick me out of a lineup, I listen, I'm surely the one he'd leave standing there. But thank God he said, I'll take him. I listen, I'm not for what I can do for him, but what he can do for me. That's what made the difference in my life. I'm a I'm a purchased possession. I'm a purchased possession. Not more many more years, I'll be an antique possession. But right now, I'm a purchased possession. Amen. He acquired a sinner like me. Amen. Today. Amen. Amen. For not what I could do or not my ability, but what he's seen in me and knowed how he could take this old hump of clay. I listen. I just like he did Adam in the Garden of Eden. Adam laid there nothing. Brother Dennis, but a hump of mud. I listen. The Bible said God walked by and he breathed the breath of life in old Adam's nostrils, and that old mud, it became a living soul. Thank God. Amen. We are purchased by the Lord Jesus Christ. He paid the price. He paid the price. Look at what the Bible said in the book of Romans, chapter number 5 and verse number 8. I like what the scriptures say. Now remember what I'm preaching on, the purchased possession. You're God's possession. If you've been born again, if you've been washed in the blood of the Lamb, if you've accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, you are now his possession. He bought you. He paid for you. That's why these people that say, I can live any old way, I can do any old way, I can act any old way. Oh, no, you can't. You don't belong to yourself. You belong to the Lord. Now, listen, that's why he said present our bodies a living, holy sacrifice for a reasonable service unto the Lord Jesus Christ. We're purchased. We're a purchased people. And we were purchased with a high price. That money could not buy. Money can't buy it. Money can't buy it. We were purchased with the shed blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. There's still power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. It has not lost any of its strength. It's still just as strong today as it was 10,000 years ago. And it'll be just as strong until the great day comes when he calls us home. We're a purchased possession. We're a purchased possession. It cost a, he paid the price. Romans 5 and 8. He said, but God commended his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, and yet while we were unlovable, we wouldn't even likable. Amen. Thank God. Not that alone. Lovable, we wouldn't even likable. That wretched, one writer said, I believe it's over in the New Testament, he said, oh, wretched, vile, sinner man that I am. How in the world God's saving grace could look down upon me, Brother Mike Godfrey, and save me and wash my sins away. Thank God. Hey, man, sometimes when I get to thinking I'm nothing, sometimes when I get discouraged, I listen, sometimes when I feel defeated, I'm reminded he bought me. He paid the price for me. He paid the price. It was first. He said, but God commended his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. That's amazing. Brother Coleman, if it hadn't been nobody but me and you on this old earth, he'd have still went to Calvary. That's amazing. Thank God. That's amazing to me. How he could look at somebody like me that don't offer a thing. Now, if I was the Lord, I'd take where Brother Will Dover. Man, I would, he can play that piano, and his wife, they can sing. I'd have took them. Hey, man, I'd have took Brother Greg Rainey back there. He can play that guitar. I'd have took Brother Timmy Montgomery. He can play that guitar. Brother Charlie back there, he can play that guitar. Sister Janet can play that organ. And we got a half a dozen that can play the piano. I'd have took all them. Amen. Brother old Alan Jeff standing over, he can't even play the radio without getting static. What would he need me for? Brother Dwayne, surely I'd have got left out. Brother Cecil, when he was giving out talents, I didn't get one. Amen. But he still purchased me. He looked through the windows of time. Do you remember? Do you remember? I know I got to hurry. Listen, do you remember? Do you remember when you were kids? My mother was with us last Monday. We stayed with her on Monday. We was coming back down Main Street of Cedartown. And that's all I'll mention about Cedartown today. But we was coming back through Cedartown. And I said, Mama, do you remember when Belt Rose was right there? J.C. Penney's was right there. Ray Less's was right there. Allen's Five and Dime was right there. I said, what was in that building? And man, her memory sometimes, it can be sharp. Amen. Now, she might not remember 5 minutes ago, but boy, she can remember. And she was calling all that off, Brother Johnny. She was saying, oh, I remember that, and I remember this. And man, I remember when I was a little old boy. Brother Monty, we would go up, and we didn't all get go to town at the same time. Now, I know what you say, well, you're not that old. I'm not. We were just that poor. Amen. And there was nine of us. Mom and Daddy, listen, hey, sometimes we take the grand boys, and we have to take them one at a time. You know what I'm talking about. But anyway, Mom and Daddy, all nine couldn't go. We couldn't all get in the car for one reason. But they'd take one or two of us, and that'd be it, Brother Tim. And Saturdays was town day. That's the only time we got to go to town. And we'd go to town, and man, we'd go up there, and Sister Brenda, up our Allen's 5 and 10, you could come over them railroad tracks coming into town, you could smell that popcorn. I'm telling you, I remember it. I can almost smell it. I remember it. How many of you remember going to town like that? You remember? Boy, some of y'all missed the best days of your life. But man, I'd go up there. I'd get up there. I'd get out of the car, and I'd be looking in that window. They had a little old horse in there. I rode that thing a many a day. Amen. But I'd get me some of that popcorn. Man, I'd have a big old bag of it. Man, it'd be so good. But see, that's exactly what God did for you and I. He looked through the windows of time. He looked through the windows of time. And even though all these other people are more qualified than I, all these other people are more deserving than I, all these people can do more for him than I, he still looked through the windows of time, seeing Jeff Halsey standing there, said, hey, I'll take him. I'll take him. Thank God. I'm glad. Listen, I may have been the runt, but he took me. Amen. Thank God for the precious blood of the Lamb. We are, he paid the price for us. He bought you and I. He said, I'll take him. I'll take him. This is what he's saying here in the book of Ephesians, chapter number 1, reading 6 through verse number 14. I can't help but get excited because I realize he took a nobody and made a somebody. He took a nothing and made a something out of it today. Woo! Got me excited. Thank God. Somebody said, well, it just don't excite me. Maybe you ain't been through or seen what I've been. Thank God. He said he paid the debt, sin debt for you and I. Listen. Number one, the purchased possession. The purchased possession. Number one, he paid the price. He said, I'll go to Calvary. I'll hang and die. I'll allow them to plant the crown of thorns upon my head. I'll allow them to take the whip and beat my back. Blood and bone fragments would rip out of his skin. He said, I'll do that for old Jeff Halsey. I'll pay that price. They said, you know what it's going to cost you to get Jeff? He said, it's going to cost you going to Calvary. He said, I'll go. You know what it's going to cost you to get old Donald Lester? Jesus said, I'll go. I'll go. He said, you know what it's going to cost you to get old Dennis Thompson back there? He said, I'll go. I'll go. I'll pay it. I'll pay it. I'll pay it. I'll pay the debt that I owe. He paid it that I may still go free. Like Herman and them sing that song, he fought the battle and I won. Ain't that amazing? The purchased possession. He paid the price. He paid the price. Christ paid our sin debt.
The Lord came into heaven's courtroom with his blood and placed it upon the mercy seat of God on my behalf. On my behalf. Boy, there ain't nothing I like any better than getting up to the cash register and somebody say, they already got it. Hallelujah. You ought to try it today sometime. Hallelujah. Somebody's already got it. Already got it. Sometimes I'll pull through Bojangles or McDonald's, and some of these other restaurants are asking me to mention their name while I'm preaching, and I'll get to them later. But I'll pull through there, Brother Dwayne, and somebody will say, preacher, they done got it. Somebody's done got it. And I'll say, Shay, I say, who was it? Who got it? They'll say, I don't know. See, I didn't know them, but apparently they knew me. Ain't that the way the Lord is? Ain't that the way the Lord is? Even when I didn't know him, he still knew me. He still knew me. And he said, hey, I'll take him. I can use him. There's something I can do with him. We're a purchased people. We're a purchased people. That's what I seen this week. And Brother Johnny, when you text me, that's why I like to shout it out of my skin. The purchased possession. He paid the price. He paid the price. And then look at number two. Number one, he paid the price. Number two, we are his possession. When he bought us, we became his. When he purchased us, we became his. Possession as by ownership. Once we accept the sin debt payment of the blood of Christ, we now belong to him. Controlled by him, under his divine direction. We are not of ourselves any longer. We are of a group called Christians. We are of a group that is called Christians. What does that mean, preacher? We're not of ourselves. We're not to fulfill the desires of this world. We belong to him. Amen. It's mine. I buy that sheet of plywood from Brother Johnny. I can take that thing home. I can cut it up to a million pieces if I want to. I can put it on the floor for decking if I want to. I can just leave it out in the weather if I want to. Why? Because that did belong to him. By me purchasing that, it became my ownership. And that's exactly what we came, Brother Alan Hutchins, the day we got saved. I lost my authority. I lost who I am. I now belong to him. I'm under his direction. I'm under his guidance. I'm under his leadership. We are not of our own anymore. Woo! We're not of our own. We're not of our own anymore. We're a purchased possession that now belongs to him. Everything I've got belongs to him. These hands, these feet, these eyes, this voice, my house, my car, everything now comes under the rulership and the ownership of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. You say, well, preacher, did he take all that? No, sir, I gave every bit of it. I gave it all to him. See, that's when the victory comes. It's when we give it all to him. I gave it all to him, Brother Greg. My all in all. I belong to him. He's stronger than I am. He's bigger than any problem. He's bigger than any burden. He's bigger than any circumstance. He is my King of Kings. He is the great I am. He is the Alpha and Omega. He is my Redeemer. He is the one that's coming back to receive me under himself, that where I am, you could be also. The purchased possession. I like that. Put that back up for me, will you? Put up 13. We'll read 13 and 14. He paid the price. We are his possession. We are his possession. Amen. If I walked over here tonight or today, oh yeah. There's a long black train. Whose is this? That's yours, Greg. You'd rather me put it back, hadn't you? That's what I thought. You know why, Brother Herman? He paid for that. That's his. That's his possession. I'm not allowed to treat it just any old way I want to. Amen. I've got news for you. The devil can't treat you just any way you want to. You know why? Because we're his. We're his. He said, that's my baby. Hey, man, that's my beloved. He said, that's the one that belongs to me. I got news for you. And when he comes back, he said, I'm coming back after the bride of Christ. I'm coming back after the church, the redeemed. And we ought to shout it for the biggest mountain we got. Put that back before I break. I ain't got money to pay for it. That's his possession. That's his possession. Sister Ansley back there, even though she's married, that's still Greg's possession. That's his. We may go from here or there, but because we've got the anointing of blood Jesus Christ upon our heart, we're his possession. We're his possession. Number one, because he paid the price. He bought us. He bought us. We've been redeemed, not of corruptible things, but we've been redeemed by the blood of Calvary. Amen. That's how I'm saved. Not of works, lest any man should boast. He said, but it's the gift of God that gives eternal life. Amen. We are the purchased possession of the Lord Jesus Christ. Once we've been saved, we got to realize it's not what we did, it's what he did. He paid the price. He's the one that paid the sacrifice. Now, we may suffer a few things in this world, but Jesus Christ is the ultimate one that paid the ultimate price for my redeeming self. Amen. Number three, we've got to close. The purchased possession. Number one, he paid the price. He paid the price. It now belongs to him. When I got saved, Brother Aaron, I gave my heart and life and my soul to Jesus Christ. I like that song they sing, Thanks to Calvary. I don't live here anymore. Thanks to Calvary, I don't go back to the places that I used to go. Thanks to Calvary. You know why? Because I've been bought. I've been bought. Then number three, this thing just gets bigger and bigger. He said, number one, he paid the price. He said, number two, we are his possession. That's what he said. We now belong to him, controlled by him, under his divine direction. We are not of ourselves. We are Christians. Number three, the purchased possession. He paid the price. We're his possessions, and we are to proclaim it. We are to proclaim it. He said, lift our voice up toward Zion and praise you, the Lord. He said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me. When we purchase things, we like to let people look at it, don't we? Amen. Somebody can buy a brand new car, and they usually park in the back. They buy that brand new car, they'll park it down by the road. We want people to see it. Amen. We used to get new Easter clothes. We didn't get new clothes a whole lot. We got what you call hand-me-downs. I'm going to open me up a store one day, and that's going to be the name of it, hand-me-downs. And if you do it, I will sue you. Go ahead and get that clear. But we wore hand-me-downs. But every Easter, Brother Johnny, we'd get a new outfit of clothes. We'd get them shoes that look like plastic. You know what I'm talking about? And man, we'd go to church, and we want everybody to see them new shoes. We want everybody to see that new shirt. I've seen people so proud of it, they left a tag on it. I have. Then they say, oh, I forgot. Yeah, right.
That's how it sang in the winter, huh?
Yeah. Purchased. When we purchase something, we're really proud of it. When that new baby come home, did you really have to show it off? Boy, you wanted to, didn't you? You wanted to. Aaron's held that baby this morning. She won't let go of it. Why? Because it's his, man. He's proud of it. It's his possession. And that's exactly what Christ wants you to do. He wants us to proclaim what Jesus has done for me. He said, shout it. Tell the world about it. Tell the lost and dying world about what Jesus can do. Because we are the purchased possession of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I'm so proud of it. A Savior like Christ could save you and I. Proclaim. When we proclaim something, it means we officially announce it. There was a young man one time, or an elderly gentleman. He passed away. And they were going to auction everything that he had off. What do you call that? One of them estate sales. That's what you call it, ain't it? When I go, it'll be called just a yard sale. But an estate sale. And so this man was, he was pretty wealthy, Brother Dennis. Had a lot of antique cars, had a lot of money, a lot of land. Pretty well known, Brother Tim, in the community. And said they all got there that day. There's about 500 of them. Said that the auctioneer got up. And he said, all right, we're going to start this auction off today. Said he started out. Said he brought up a picture, a big old poster like of the man's son. His only son. They have one child. He was dead too. Said they held that picture up. And he said, this is the first item. This was in the will. First item that must be sold. Is the picture of my son. Said they held it up. Said, we'll get $1,000 for it. Nobody said, I don't need it. Got down to 500. Nobody said, what would I want with a picture of his son? I don't need it. Finally, the auctioneer said, we cannot proceed if we don't sell this picture first. Said this little old gentleman in the back, said, I'll give you $10 for the picture. The auctioneer hit the gavel, said, the auction's over. Everybody kind of stunned. So what do you mean? Said he took an envelope out of the back of that picture. On the back of that envelope, there was a letter that read this. He said, this is my last will and testament. Whoever was willing take this picture of my son. The rest of my estate belongs to you. That's exactly what Jesus Christ is saying to you and I. Whoever's willing to take his son, all that inheritance that he spoke about, it's all yours. Who would want it today? Who would want it today? We're going to ask Brother Johnny to come with a verse of a song or whoever today. We are a purchased possession. He bought you with his redeemed blood. We can either accept or reject. Take it or turn it away. That decision is up to you. Oh, why not today? It's on the table. The offer is there. All we've got to do is say, I'll take it. I'll take it. If I stood here this morning and I said inside this card is 20 $100 bills. The first one to raise their hand, I'm going to give it to you. Boy, there'll be hands already. You'll be standing on the pew. Why? Because you want it. Wouldn't you? But Jesus Christ said, come unto me. All of you that's heavy laden. And I'll give you rest. That $2,000 will be gone by next week. But what Christ gives you, it lasts through eternity. Amen. While we stand together this morning, would you come? 368.